then if the light bulb burned out in an electric lamp, you would have to put in a new...
New bulb.
Using two words, a new... What kind of bulb?
New electric bulb.
All right. And then since the electric bulb causes... You know, when it gets dark, you turn on the...
Switch.
To get...
Electricity.
To produce...
Light.
So therefore you might call that kind of bulb a...
Light bulb.
All right, let's see. I think I already asked... Yeah, I did ask you that one. Okay, we're talking about barrel. What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place? You
know what? Steel ring.
What might you call it?
I don't know.
The same word that used to be used for that toy that was popular in the 50s that children would spin around their middle. A
hula hoop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so several of them would be several
hula hoops.
Okay. And in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out, you might put a
bottle cap.
Except it goes down in the bottle.
In
a wine bottle, you'd have to get out.
Cork.
All right. What would that be made of?
Cork.
What if it were made of glass in a decanter, say?
Oh, what's the name of it?
What would you call it?
I don't know, probably just a top or something.
All right, that's fine. How about a little musical instrument that you play like this?
Harmonica.
Any other names for that?
What is it? I heard someone call it a harpoon.
That's interesting. Did you ever hear anything like mouth organ or French organ?
Mouth organ.
Okay. How about the kind that you hold between your teeth and twang?
I don't know what it's called.
Have you heard of a Jew's harp?
Have I heard of it? I mean...
Yeah, have you heard of anything called a Jew's harp?
No, but I've heard it play. But that doesn't mean anything, does it?
Okay, well, I think Jew's harp is what usually that is called. So next time you hear that, you can say that's a Jew's harp. And I think I may have asked you this, too. You pound nails with a...
Hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, do you know what you call the long wooden piece that goes between the horses?
No.
And if you had a horse pulling a buggy, do you know what you call the two wooden pieces that you back the horse in between?
No.
Farm people know all these things.
Isn't that great?
Really is. They don't know all the city things. Steel part that goes around the outside of a wagon wheel, what might you call that?
The hub.
Well, the hub is in the middle, and then you have spokes going out from the hub, and so then around the outside you'd have the...
The wheel, I guess.
Okay. Do you know what you would call it? This is one that I would have absolutely no idea of if I didn't have it in front of me. When you're driving a wagon, there's a bar of wood that the traces hitch to.
No, I don't know.
I assure you don't know if you had two horses what the thing would be that both of those hook onto. Well, that's a single tree and then a double tree.
Oh.
See, you're learning so much from that. If a man had a load of wood and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing?
He was taking the wood to the place, I guess.
or if he was unloading it and loading it. You wouldn't say he was carrying wood, you might say he was...
He was delivering
wood. Okay. Let's see. Suppose there was a log in the road and it was too heavy to pick up. You might say, I tied a rope to it and I...
Dragged it.
Mm-hmm. And I have...
Drugged it.
And I will...
Drag it.
Okay. Then what would a farmer break the ground with in the spring?
A hoe.
Well, this is in a bigger situation. Might be pulled by mules.
Oh, plow?
Do you know any different types of plows?
Yeah.
What about something that breaks up the ground even finer than a plow?
A disc.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know another word that's, I think, the same sort of implement? It begins H-A-R?
Yeah.
H-A-R-R-O-W?
All right, now.